I'm talking to John Monaghan, a local from the Irish region. I'm
part of Rossport, yeah.
Rossport region, even, okay. And a part of the local Shell to Sea campaign. Can you tell us how you first got involved in the Shell to Sea campaign?
Well, the campaign itself has been going on for the last 7 years now. We're 8 years into the campaign. My wife was involved from very early on in the planning stages. She lives in Carrigtighe. Her father, Mihal O'Shine, ended up going to jail for 94 days. But since I got married, we've been living in Rossport, and we've got to know the dangers of the project and what's been inflicted on the community there for the last 2 years solid. I've been on this. My wife was one of the appellants to the project from the early days. My father-in-law was heavily involved as well. I was aware of the campaign from its beginning, but through technical backup for Micheál, basically, I found out what was going on in Ballinaboy, what was proposed for Ballinaboy. And since we got married in 2002, we're living in Rossport, and of course we couldn't avoid the issue living in Rossport.
And I've heard you live less than 70 metres from the proposed pipeline route?
Yes, it's next door neighbour to Brendan Philbin.
So you'd be right on a dangerous line then?
Yeah, 70 metres from the proposed pipeline, that's the house itself. Yeah. The front garden would be 60 metres away. Go to visit your neighbours, you're crossing over the pipeline itself.
Okay, and so it's literally in your back garden?
Yeah, well, front garden.
Front garden, even
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, but it's for some people, it would be, if it went ahead as planned, it would be a day-to-day occurrence where you'd have to cross over the pipeline physically.
Okay. But this isn't a not-in-my-backyard kind of campaign at all, though?
Well, what I discovered from this thing is that there are so many unique aspects to this project that, number one, it's not right for anyone. The campaign locally is not in anyone's backyard.
So it's more a national issue, or like this pipe could be anywhere, it just happens to be in your front garden.
Precisely. What this campaign has now really become is an issue of how local communities have a say over what is done in their area. And when you see a project like this, which is so wrong and has so many unique aspects to it, that you have to be able to stand up and show the facts of the case, and someone must respond to them. In this case, the government has appeared to have ignored the facts of the case and promoted an unprecedented project.
For me and lots of other anarchists, the biggest issue would be the natural resources being given away. How would you feel about that aspect of it?
Well, that's the other big side of this campaign. It did start out as a local issue, a health and safety issue, but very soon we realised that there was so much new ground being explored on this project that the right for communities to decide what happens in their backyard, according to the history of developments, is a major concern for everyone in the country. For example, you could have an incinerator plunked into your back garden, or a nuclear power plant, or these kind of things. That's a national issue. What you can decide is good for your area. The giveaway of natural resources is just adding insult to injury. I mean, it really, and that is also, of course, a major concern to everyone. It's every problem in the country that we're experiencing at the moment appears to be, like the health crisis for one example, it seems to be a lack of resources, lack of money, and we are giving this valuable resource away when we should be holding on to it and developing it for the good of the country, which is certainly not happening in this case.
Okay. And last Friday I was down reporting on the Day of Support in Ballinaboy, or Day of Solidarity, and yourself and Maura Harrington led a group of maybe 150 protesters onto the site. How do you feel about that action, and what was the reaction in the local community?
Well, initially, I suppose the local reaction was hesitant, because what was planned was just a walk up the road, nice and peaceful. And that went ahead okay. That went ahead grand. But obviously the response to people that were supporting us as a campaign wanted more. And so we ended up following through with an action that wasn't planned, but was controlled and kept safe and in good spirits. And once the dust had settled from it, the local response was very positive indeed.
Like, how would you see the Shell to Sea campaign moving from where it is now to a position where it can push to defeat Shell, which it obviously has to do?
Well, that's it. I mean, what we look at this on ourselves in Rossport and Erris is a matter of survival. There's archaeological evidence that there have been people living there for 5,000 years, and we feel like that this is our place, it's where we belong, it's our home, and our backs are to the sea, and we have no choice. We have to win this thing. So for the short term, we have to highlight and educate the public, let them know what's going on, but we have to win this for the whole of the country. We cannot let these projects go ahead, and we must claim what is rightfully ours as a sovereign nation.